Everybody's lost good paying jobs. All we have is Burger King, McDonald's, and Walmart. No more good paying jobs. We got to get them out of there.
Why don't you tell us what your sticker says?
It said, Bush lies, who dies?
In the occupation of Iraq, bring the troops home now.
Bring them home.
Thank you.
It all seems so idiotic. All the accusations of unpatriotic. The fall will always remember. Capitulating silence, election November. Before the winter of the long hot summer. Somewhere in the desert we raised the oil pressure and waited for the weather to get much better. For the new wind to blow in the storm. We try to remember the history and the region, the French Foreign Legion, imperialism. Peter O'Toole and hate the Ayatollah were all we learned in school. And not that we gave Hussein $5 billion, not of our new bed partner, the Syrian. And of course, no mention of the Palestine situation. It was amazing how they steamrolled. They said 80% approval, but there was no one that I knew polled. No one had a reason for being in the Gulf. We waited for Congress to speak up. Illegal builder, but no one would wake up. Our representatives were Millie Vanillis for corporate Dallas Cowboy Beverly Hillbillies. With perfect timing, the politicians rhyming the sentiments so nicely. Oil, gold, and sand, my sentiments precisely. We regretfully support the lunacy. I'm afraid there's no time for more scrutiny. National unity, preserve our community. Teflon election opportunities. We're in profound abundance. On January 2nd, the Bush administration announced a recession had stricken the nation. The highest quarterly earnings in 10 years were posted by Chevron. While a budget was placed in our hand as the deadline in the sand came to an end. So much for the peace dividend. $1 billion a day was what we spend, and our grandchildren will pay for it to the end. When schools are unfunded and kids don't get their diplomas, they get used for gumbo diplomacy. Disproportionately black or brown we see. Bullet catches for the slave master. Then the conservatives called up reservists to active service, left families nervous, but more importantly broke. $900 a month, but the check came late. Army red tape, you see, this golden opportunity. We watched the tube and read the newspaper. The propaganda of the gas mask wearer was the proper slander to whoop up the hatred. The stage was lit and the lights were all faded. The pilots and night vision goggles created, and generals masturbated till the 15th. 2 days later, they invaded. Not a single TV station expressed dissension or hardly made mention to the censorship of information from a kind of a gentler nation, blinder and mentaler, retardation, disorientation. The pilots said their bombs lit Baghdad like a Christmas tree. It was the Christian thing to do, you see. They didn't mention any casualties, no distinction between the real and the proxy, only football analogies. We saw the bomb hole, we watched the Super Bowl, we saw the Scud missile, we watched boat commercials, we saw the yellow ribbon, saw pilots in prison, we never saw Fiends of the Dead at 11. Davis addressed the spectators and shouting above a rumbling generator. If they insist on bringing this down, then let's shut the whole country down. Marching through the downtown, 100,000 became participants. And we heard the drums of millions off in the distance. Rushing through the cities, some of them did. did things that weren't so pretty. Most were there for primal screen therapy. Newsmen concentrated on the negative. Life the jingle with more peaceful protesters ended up on the cutting room floor. Nintendo casualties of the ratings war. More bombs dropped in World War II or in both Asian invasions. New World Order persuasion. Business as usual for our nation. Could you imagine 150,000 dead? The city of Stockton, coffins locked in when we clocked in, not to mention civilians. The loss of life on both sides puts you the limits of resilience. The scent of blood in our nostril, fuel of the fossil, land of apostle, the blackness that covered the sky was not the only thing that brought a tear to the eye or the taste of anger to the tongues of those too young to remember. The dying laying in a line as if the smell of the shadows heaving and weeping to keep the soldiers from sleeping as he sings the orphan's lullaby. When the soldiers put down the bayonets, the strings are chained to the marionettes. Amir of Kuwait gets back in his jet. We replace the dead with new cadets. We hate those who did the shelling. Oh, we hate those who weren't willing to do the killing when the leaders of the bald eagles come home to roost. Will we sing a song of praise and indebtedness for our deliverance from evil? Or will we sing a song of sadness for the dreaded death this mess delivered us people?
Today, what would that be?
I ain't got nothing to say about because they ain't doing nothing for us. I'm a laborer. I've been off out of work for 18 months and stuff. My utilities is about to get cut off because I can't even get a job. It ain't because I can't work because I'm more than able.
Okay, thank you.
Sacred border once again to find you harsher, dirtier, and less smiling, and you're welcome to my journey, to my return. America, my violent home, with streets full of fear, empty of people. America, my violent, stupid friend. T-shirts and prideful looks about freedom's ideals, abrogated by the corporate finality and the sameness of town, sameness of business, superficiality of thought. America, my vile and stupid friend. Violent, stupid friend. A darkened glass downtown. Deserted, unused, suburbs closed in time, closed in automobiles. I cross your border once again to see baggage lockers broken and disallowed, in fear of transients, in fear of terrorists, in fear of the poverty of the homeless who live in the remains of public space. America, my violent, stupid friend. Sacred border once again in search of ideals beyond the green where stupidity feeds. America, my violent, stupid friend, I cross your sacred border once again, looking backward out at your franchised octopus of poison produce into the children and marketplaces of distant and nearby lands. America, my violent, stupid friend, with immigrant workers of the world behind the counters of genetically altered food, thought, consciousness, culture, tentacles beyond borders. America, my violent, stupid friend.
You come, get a witness. To impeach Bush, and I think the only Bush I trust is my own.
Thank you.
America. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem till I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the wobbly. America, I was a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should have seen me reading Marx. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came home from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I slink past the corner candy store. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I'm talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I'd better consider my national resources. My national resources consist of two joints of marijuana, millions of genitals, an unpublishable private literature that goes 1,400 mph, and 25,000 mental institutions. I say nothing about my prisons, nor the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pots under the light of 500 suns. I have already abolished the whorehouses of France. Tangiers are the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic. America, how can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I will continue, like Henry Ford. My strophes are as individual as his automobiles, more so, they're all different sexes. America, I will sell you strophes, 2,500 apiece, 500 down on your old strophe. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. I am the Scottsboro Boys. America, when I was 7, Mama took me to communist cell meetings. They sold us garbanzos, a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the workers. It was all so sincere, you have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1835. Scott Nearing was a grand old man, a real mensch. Mother Bloor made me cry. I once saw Israel Amter playing. Everybody must have been a spy. America, you don't really want to go to war. America's them bad Russians. Them Russians, and them Chinamen, and them Russians. The Russia wants to eat us alive. The Russia's power mad. She wants to take our cars from out our garages. Her wants to grab Chicago. Her needs Red Readers' digests. Her wants our auto plants in Siberia. Him big bureaucracy running our filling stations. That no good. Ugh, him make Indians learn read. Him need big black niggers. Ah. Make us all work 16 hours a day. Help. America, this is quite serious. America, this is the impression I get from looking in the television set. America, is this correct? I'd better get right down to the job. It's true, I don't want to join the army or turn lathes and precision parts factories. I'm nearsighted and psychopathic anyway. America, I'm putting my queer shoulder to the wheel.
And you're listening to Gawkers and Pedestrians with your abominating host, Frankincensed. That was set two of our No Mo Bush song sculpture for the evening, in which I am interlacing these songs with the sounds of love for the president back when he came to Canton on July 31st. We opened up that set with the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy. Of course, they are a rap duo, and they've graced this show many times in the past. And the name of that song was The Winner of the Long Hot Summer. That was from their first and only album released back in 1992. And that features the great Michael Franti, who, along with his current cohort, Spearhead, penned one of the greatest homages to Walking the Plank Radio, which is the type of radio we do here at Radio Free Canton, called Listener Supported. The Davis Redford Triad did Violent Stupid Friend. Then was the great Robert Watt, one-time drummer for the Soft Machine, doing the United States of Amnesia. Yes, how soon we forget in this country. A woman exhorted, the only bush you should trust is your own. And we ended off that set with Tom Waits playing some forlorn piano codas behind Allen Ginsberg's reading, just called America. Allen Ginsberg, the poet laureate of the Beat Nation. We've got one more set of songs in the song sculpture portion. This is Radio Free Canton, frankincense with you here as we continue to say, no mo' Bush, I'll see you on the other side.